The usefulness of marriage. The human race would have become a single person centuries ago if marriage was any use. E.M. Forster. The first question that comes to mind pertains to the actual physical dimensions of this single person containing the human race. Would she, he, or they, an awkward construction, yes, but the inadequacy of words on this particular point seems only to buttress Forster's assertion. Stride through the forests, treetops brushing roughly against the shins, with a glorious cloud-kissed head riding high in the cool air. Or would such a person be small and fairly sturdy, perhaps 5'6", weighing about 140 billion pounds, like the exponential mass of a collapsed star? Containing all of your preceding partners in a package of eternally increasing density could put you under a lot of pressure. Quite literally, especially as you met and wooed and loved and merged with others in this astonishingly effective but difficult to explain process of achieved matrimony. A nickel weighing as much as a boxcar comes to mind, as does a crushed swing set, flattened by a child with the tonnage of a humpbacked whale. Under such pressure, osteoporosis might become a problem. Finding a doctor could prove challenging for this culminated entity sprung from some billion marriages. But I find it even more compelling to climb just a single branch higher into this gargantuan family tree and perch there on that forked limb in the dappled shade, to consider the thought of those two penultimate figures stalking the lonely and abandoned planet, calling out one to another, yearning to achieve that final couple, their mating song reverberating like twin harmonious foghorns as they wade thigh-deep in the shallow seas and stalk the low hills, searching for their fellow semi-finalist in these majestic marital Olympics. Until one day, at long last, a response reaches one ear, and the ground thunders as they fall into one another. And their mutual heat softens the earth beneath them. In this moment, they become that final person, for better or for worse, having produced this one last union, only to discover a moment later that they are once again alone.